Which, what, a massive 3 points again then?
It is in respect, because we've kicked off late. We know the other results and we have to win. But that's been the case all along. Last 11 games we've picked up 22 points. I don't think people actually realise, look, last week Dover get beat, disappointed. Other results that we haven't quite gone our way. Over the last 11 games, we've picked up 22 points.
And in today's match, I mean, how much concentration did the players need? Because obviously delayed kick-off and then that bizarre stoppage in the first half.
Yeah, but they're footballers, they have to do that. Any eventuality, isn't it? And when you've got an experienced group like we have, you hope that they can deal with it. And they did. These things come along to test you. And if you cope with it, you end up having a good career. If you don't, you end up falling by the wayside.
Obviously, what was your take of the sending off in the second half?
Nothing to do with me. It's none of my business, nothing to do with me whatsoever.
But this kind of result, it sets it up nicely for Tuesday night, doesn't it?
It's just another game that we've got to go and try and pick some points up from. If we do OK on Tuesday, you'll ask me, your question on Tuesday night will be, this sets it up lovely for Saturday, doesn't it? So we're at that period of the season now where every result, good or bad, sets it up for the next game.
What was your message at half-time at 2-1 up?
Just felt that weren't playing quick enough. We didn't play with a quick enough tempo first half. Just a little bit methodical, a little bit sort of mundane, a little bit sort of, we get a free kick here, and because the free kick's in this area of the field, Brian Howard has to take it, or Jay Reason has to take it. If we get a free kick out wide on the halfway line, the fullbacks have to take it, rather than just getting the ball down, passing and playing. Which we could have done. We had a spell in the first half for about 10 minutes where we sort of pressed them quite hard and quite high, and we played with a little bit of tempo just for our time, and it just showed that if we just got on the front foot a bit more, that we'd because we needed to get another goal. It's 2-1, you're sailing by the seat of your pants, but I thought the last half an hour it was quite, without being disrespectful, it was bread and butter.